Much of Western New York is working to showcase its deep, significant history. And in many cases, the efforts are gaining traction, drawing crowds, and earning praise. The same can be proclaimed in the Southern Tier, where the Jamestown area is finding success highlighting the work of that area's most famous native daughter.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again.
Desi Arnaz could have been singing for most of America when it comes to Lucy. Lucille Ball, daughter of the Chautauqua County town of Celeron, whose legacy lives on again this summer at the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival in Jamestown. This year's five-day festival doesn't start until August, but details are pretty much in place. Journey Gunderson, the executive director of the Lucy Desi Center, announced this year's schedule.
The star of CBS's show Mike and Molly, which was the number one new series in 2011, the star of that, comedian Billy Gardell, will headline our Lucille Ball Comedy Festival, August 1st through the 5th.
They do get some advantages, kids, today, though, right? They get to do whatever they want. My son is the prince, man. All he has to do is ask. Mommy, can we please go to the show?
Sure, honey, let's get in a truck and make a memory.
Billy Gardell appears on stage Saturday night, but Gunderson says he won't be the only big-name attraction.
We're bringing back Paula Poundstone, who is a favorite of mine, and a lot of people know her as a panelist from the NPR show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, of course. Paula is hysterical, and she will be the Thursday night headliner. Friday night is a showcase of the kind of top rising comedians in the country. And the spirit of this Friday night showcase is kind of relevant to what happened here in the early 90s, where we had then rising stars Ellen DeGeneres, Ray Romano, and Louis Black. You know, we caught them on their rise to the top, and that's what we set out to do with this Friday night showcase.
Gunderson says the festival fits Lucille Ball's own vision for her legacy. While the permanent museum in her memory draws between 20 to 30,000 visitors annually, Gunderson says the five-day festival sparked plenty of activity. A recent study commissioned by the center concluded Chautauqua County enjoyed an additional $3.6 million in economic activity from the 13,000 people who attended.
We were pretty excited at that number. And people came from, you know, we mapped out the survey responses that we received and what we knew as far as where people came from. And to see the pushpins in California and Canada and Texas and Illinois and 30 people from Washington, D.C., all over New York City. It was just incredible.
Organizers have tried to bring a variety to the festival. Last year, they set a Guinness World Record when 916 people dressed up like Lucy Ricardo. This year, the kids' comedy troupe Story Pirates will be on hand, and a live onstage radio show will be performed. But Gunderson admits, for performers and tourists alike, the attraction remains Lucy.
The response we got from comedians who were here in 2011 was that it was an honor to play under the banner of the name Lucille Ball, particularly some of the female comedians we have say, you know, she is my hero and the reason I went into comedy. We actually commission a bus of our own and run Lucy Town bus tours three times a day for 5 days, and last year sold every single one of them out. And it's a two-hour tour that takes you through kind of looking at Jamestown and even Celeron through Lucy's eyes. And I should add, the manager of Lakeview Cemetery told me that during the summer months, not one day goes by where there isn't somebody who shows up to visit Lucille Ball's grave.
Again, the 2012 Lucille Ball Comedy Festival runs in Jamestown, August 1st through the 5th. The website, lucycomedyfest.com. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Jay Moran.